Blog Talk Radio.
Seems I was walking in the wrong direction. Hi everyone, it's Carly. It's Monday, March 1st, and we have a lot of things we are going to talk about tonight. Some good talk, some downright things that I think everyone needs to know about, or they should know about, or everything. So I'm going to bring my co-host on, and then we can start the show. The words tonight, well, you know what? There are not really words in this anymore because I break all my words, so that's really not fair for me to say there are words. So I'm just going to say that, let's just have fun tonight, and yeah. Hey there.
Hola. How are you?
Okay, walking in, throwing your stuff down, and 10 minutes to or so, I don't advise doing it.
yeah, well.
I know.
So, yeah. What are we angry about now?
Oh, okay.
Angry about that bitch, Sam?
Oh, okay, I'm glad you said it. I did, yeah. Oh, yes, I am so damn mad right now about it because, okay, I know a lot of people hate the word J-Sam, and I know a lot of people, high people in this album, don't want to hear it, and they don't want to, you know, own it, and they don't want to even talk about it. Well, you know what, I'm done with that because, people are just starting to tick me off because Zayt Samuels called Elizabeth, what was it, a bitch?
A bitch. They called her a bitch and a whore and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How dare they call her when Sam has done worse things ever, you know? So, Liz is only, she's not like she's just slept with the whole town or half the town like Sam has done. I mean, she's just,
yes.
You know, she can't have Jason, you know, I mean, geez, you know.
Yeah, and I, you know what, I'm not going to lie people anymore. You know what, I am past mad. I am past, you know, oh, let's be nice. You know what? The J-Sammers.
And I'm tired of the J-Sammer fans saying that Jason and Sam were first. They were there first. You know, because
yep.
I'm hearing that across the boards, and they're saying, oh, we were here first. No. If they knew their history about the whole show period, they would know that Jason and Liz were first way before Sam ever came into the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they need to go back and get their history straight.
Yep,
little immature little rugrats.
Yep, and I'm so sick of everyone saying, oh, you should not message this Sam or everyone. You know what? They can mention Liz and Jason. You know what? Two can play this game.
I know. If they can mention liaison, if they can mention Elizabeth, I mean, why is it that we can't do that? Talk about, you know, the bitch, you know? I mean, come on, what comes around goes around. They're going to name call Liz. We're going to name call that scam of an artist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm just, I'm at the point where I'm angry and... Oh, okay. We have a call.
Okie dokie.
Okay. Hello?
Hi, you guys.
Oh, hi, Kalia.
Oh, hey. Cool. Hi. Oh, Kalia, I promise you I will send you Carrie's email tonight or tomorrow.
Okay.
So, yes. So, did you hear what we have been sort of saying?
Yeah, about the whole, bashing Sam and Elizabeth.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Because sometimes I'm curious to see what the Jasammer fans are saying about Liz. So sometimes I make Carly listen to me over the phone, and they are calling like Liz a bitch, and they're saying, why do you think, they're like asking the listeners, why is she in Shady Brook? What is the real reason? They're saying that she knows what she's doing, you know, that she knows what she's doing there. She's playing everybody kind of like, you know, and I'm like sitting there thinking, you know, a bunch of ignorant people, you know.
That's just stupid.
She's sick. I mean,
yes, that's
and then
dumb.
You know, like we said earlier, like they're saying that Liz and Jason, I mean, Sam and Jason were there first. No, I don't think so.
I don't think they came early enough to see Jason and Liz.
I know.
They did, because
yeah.
They obviously don't know what they're talking about.
They're just one-sided. They want to believe that Sam and Jason were first and foremost, but they weren't.
Great. They're pointing to say that Elizabeth knows what she's doing. I mean, like, that's dumb. Okay, she's not, like, she's not crazy or anything, but she's in there because she doesn't want to make no mistakes because she has two kids, and, you know, she doesn't want to affect them anyway, so she's just trying to make sure, they're all trying to make sure she's just okay and, like, until, like, she get better with it. She's not, like, delusional or sick or anything, but she's, like, she needs time for herself because she's been pressured and under a lot of stress, so she just needs all that to that on Cam and Jake. By the way, Cam and Jake looked so cute today.
Did you see it today? I haven't watched Jonah Hospital.
Yeah.
I haven't either. I mean, I literally just walked in the door, so, yeah.
It was not all like that good. I just liked seeing Jake and Cam, and then as soon as they showed Jake and Cam, they showed Jason. Like not him come in, but they showed his scene. I was like, you know, that's nice. But yeah, it was kind of funny because Elizabeth dissed Nicholas today, and it was kind of funny. And, yeah, she dissed him. She was all like, "We're not gonna be together or anything if that's what you're thinking." So I think he's like, "I know it." That she's like, "We're not gonna have any family," because he was talking about how he took Cam and Jake over to Spencer and how they're getting along and stuff. And she was like, "Well, whatever you're thinking is not gonna happen because we're not gonna be a family ever and stuff like that." Then Lucky's after they talk for a while, Lucky walks in and she gets all happy and you know. Yeah, I felt sad because she got happy. And, you know, Lucky didn't diss her like he did at first, but, you know, he said that he said he'll be a father to Jake and Cam like that, but he doesn't want – he said there's no future for them. And she got, you know, sad. And then he said she said she likes to hear the truth, but it's going to take time to, you know. And he was like – but they kind of had an understanding when he told her. And, you know, it was still hard for her, but they had an understanding. I thought that was kind of – you know, good. They're making Lucky kind of smart now, and I hate it. Because, you know, today, yeah, they are, because today Jason was outside the thing, because you know how he was talking about how they're going to, Sonny's talking about how he's going to break out, and, you know, Jason's going to get everything ready. Lucky shows up, and, you know, he's like, he shows up, and he's all like, he was like, he was like, let me check your license. So Jason's just sitting outside the courthouse. He's all talking about, let me check your license, your registration. I'm looking like, why do you have to do that? He's not riding over the speed limit or under. So I'm looking like, that's kind of stupid. But he was like, go ahead.
You know, no, I'm sorry. And Terry knows how much I hate Lucky with the passion. I'm sorry. If any Jonathan Jackson band out there and Lucky band, I'm like making mad right now. I don't care because Lucky is making me want to kill him.
Yeah, he was like, I was just like, y'all trying to make him all extra smart now and stuff like that. I was getting pissed off because I don't like Jason, feeling like Jason's all getting underestimated and stuff, and it's just sickening, so.
Yeah, and you know what?
I guess that's the purpose of bringing Jonathan Jackson back. I guess that was the whole purpose of making Jason and Lucky buddy-buddy now. Maybe.
Yeah, but it's so stupid because, like, it's not Lucky. We don't, like, we see Lucky as stupid and, like, not cry and, like, it's so dumb.
I know, and they gave him a nomination for Best Actor, you know, and I hope
heard
that scene that he totally ripped Liz into, that scene that where he ripped Liz at.
Because that's really good.
I know it was a good scene, but, I mean, he did a really good job acting-wise, but I just hope that's because he totally went off on Liz and he kind of like...
No. I'm not saying that. No, that was... No, he might, like you said, yeah, acting-wise, but the whole how they set it up to make Elizabeth look so stupid was just ridiculous. That was just not cool at all.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
they could have used a little less words. I mean, like, I see him going off and, you know, getting mad, but the words were just too strong.
Yeah, I know. And I have a feeling that's probably one of the scenes that he got nominated for.
Yeah, if that is, that's crazy because you shouldn't. nobody should get nominated for calling a person.
Whatever.
Go ahead.
The names in the book that he called her,
Yeah, that's crazy, but, you know, I mean, I was just like, oh, my gosh. I was like, wow. Oh, my God. I just don't get this. I said anything. This is just so crazy. I just, and I'm starting to even hate Jax even more because I feel like he's just, oh, my God, I don't get him. Either way it goes, you're not getting Carly back. If you sit up here and think that just putting Sunny and Joe is going to make everything all good, it's not.
You guys, let me bring Bridget. Bridget is on the line. Okay, the gang's all here, like I said.
We're step one. I'm kidding.
Hey, you. You know, I saw you in this album, and Tyria was on the line, and I'm like, you know, Bridget better come in, because if she doesn't, the gang is not all here, and I'm going to be really, really sad.
Is she here?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
How are we all this fine evening?
Okay. Still kind of ticked off with DH, but, you know, what to do.
I called Terry Fripp. I think it was Friday or Thursday morning when the Emmy nods were out.
Yeah,
she didn't pick up the phone at first, but it was kind of annoying, but I'm forgiving her. I know. And then she goes, what's wrong? And I'm like, Jonathan Jackson just got nominated. And she goes, oh, okay. Well, I mean, basically she had to calm me down because I wasn't happy with it because, I'm sorry, I'm not a Lucky fan. I'm not even a Jay-Z fan. I mean, if Jay-Z wants to go back to the movies, he will probably get his fan base back for me. But right now, I'm not a fan. And if that clip of him yelling at Liz got him the friggin' Emmy, I'm going to kill someone.
Now, let me ask you, Craig, now, if he were with somebody else other than Liz and added Jason's storyline, would you like him?
You know what? Like I told you before, I liked him when he was with Sam.
Yeah,
I liked Sam when Sam was with Lucky. I liked it.
I could stand it.
I could stomach it. But now,
do you think that Jonathan Jackson's Lucky would have chemistry with that Sam Manila? Or Sam Manila, whatever you want to call her?
I know.
The thing is,
you guys correct me if I'm wrong, because you guys, you know, have been watching the show too. But in real life, Kelly and Jonathan Jackson are 10 years, there's a 10-year age difference, isn't there? Or maybe not quite, but.
Is it the same thing with Elizabeth, Becky Herb, because she's like 32 or something?
Yes, she is.
Liaison finally said she thinks that Jonathan Jackson got nominated for his scenes with Tony. Well, that makes sense.
Well, okay.
They were good scenes, too. I mean, good scenes in the fact acting-wise, you know.
Well, it's better than him hollering at Liz.
That's why I wasn't okay with. And, you know, I am so glad that Lola White got a Emmy nod, you know, I'm a big Lola White fan, so I was kind of jumping up and down for her. And Elizabeth got a pre-Emmy nod, which I was happy.
And the liaison, finally, do you know what scenes Becky Herbst got nominated for? Because I'm just curious.
Yeah,
if
man.
Anybody knows in the chat room.
You know, I don't think Sam can act.
Yeah, that's,
well,
that's
yeah.
so true.
Well, yeah, I mean, oh, and, you know, you can call
yeah.
us. Call us and tell us, I mean, because typing everything, you might get virus cramp, and then I will feel guilty. Oh, by the way, you guys, okay, I'm hooked. Okay, does is anyone seeing The Bachelor after my program? Is anyone TiVoing it? Because I just found out who is on the new season of Dancing with the Stars.
Who is it?
But I'm not going to ruin anything. Wait, you guys are not going to watch The Bachelor right after this, right?
I don't
watch
that.
Okay. Okay, well.
Anyway.
Okay, good. Okay. Okay, Monday night. The Bachelor, Jake Pavera from The Bachelor. Actress Pamela Anderson. We have a TV star, Kate Gosselin. NFL star, Sad, someone that I can't even pronounce his name. Soap star, you guys, Aiden Turner from...
Oh, really?
Yes.
I love him. OMG! Yes!
Okay, oh my God, okay, may I have my laugh here now? Okay.
What?
Actress Shannon Doherty?
Oh, Shannon Doherty? Oh,
oh
my God.
Doctor.
Beverly
okay.
Hills.
Oh,
it is.
And Buzz Aldrin, the comedian, you know, the former astronaut, and comedian actress Nissy Nass, and Nicole, something of the Pussycat Dolls, and
oh, her. Ooh,
okay,
right.
And. The Olympic gold medalist, even something, but he won a gold medal.
Oh, a gold medal this past Olympics?
Yeah, even Evan
Lysenchak? Evan Lysenchak?
Yeah.
Oh, I
yes.
love Evan Lysenchak. I was watching that when he did his gold performance. It was so good. I was hoping he was going to beat out Plushenko.
Well, yeah, and so, yeah, that's, you know, who is going to be on the new cast. And it starts in 3 weeks. I think it said 3 weeks. It starts.
Well, I don't even watch Dancing with the Stars, but.
I sort of do. I mean, I watch on and off, but I'm very happy that Aiden Turner is going
to
be
right,
on.
I'm about to see him do his moves. I'm about to see
yeah.
him move.
I hope they have a dress big enough for Pam Anderson in her top hat.
Oh,
Lord,
no, huh?
Falling out all over the place.
Oh, my gosh.
Kate Gosselin? Who's going to take care of her 8 kids?
A nanny? No, sorry.
Oh, Gosselin's on. I didn't hear that. Gosselin's on it?
Yes.
Really? Maybe, maybe your ex-husband will take care of the kids while she's on there.
Yeah, right, when he's not
yeah.
smoothing the women around.
Well, yeah, and see, there was rumors earlier in the day that Octomom was going to be on it, too. Thank God that wasn't true.
Oh, that would have been horrible.
The Octomom person, that Octomom, she worked at my mom's hospital, the Metropolitan
oh.
Hospital here in California.
Oh, I'm
LA.
Sorry.
Yeah, and my mom said that she was collecting workman's comp on the job or something. She got like 70, my mom said she got like, or somebody said she got like a lot of money, like 70 grand or something like that, I think. She was on workman's comp or something. I think something happened. I don't know what happened, but yeah, so.
She was on The View.
Yes,
yeah,
she was.
Oh, was she?
And,
yeah.
And guess what she said, you guys? She said that, you know, it's not, I mean, when they asked her if she was going to have any more kids, and they said, she said, well, maybe.
What?
Really?
She would rule it out, she said.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
My God. Oh.
Which, you know, we're going to end up paying for.
I know.
You know.
That, oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh.
She better not.
She had, like, how many before that? She already
had,
like,
8 or something.
And then some of them are disabled, too. Aren't
yeah.
There? A couple of them are disabled.
Oh, yeah, and when she was talking about it, you know, she's like, oh, well, it, you know, it's fine. I have time for all my kids. I'm like, when you have 14 kids, how can you have time for all of them?
I said my aunt and uncle had 15 kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, and look at that couple that have 18, or have 16 or 18.
Now they are up to, like, 17.
Yeah. Who's this?
The Dagos or whatever.
Oh,
they
just, yeah, I remember.
They
aren't they, like, Christian
baby.
Or something, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people are having a heart attack over them, but they're stable family. They work.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
they
I mean,
have
yeah.
a huge home that they have. I mean, it's not like they're, we're paying to take care of their kids. They're doing
oh, yeah.
a job.
No,
yeah.
well, I'm not saying that, but I just think, well, that's a lot of kids. I mean, I'm just... My grandma came from, and there were eight kids in their family, you know, back in those days. And
I know my mom's the oldest out of 11 kids from Australia. Back, yeah, we're raised on a farm. Well, most of the girls were in a boarding school. The boys had to work on the farm. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But no, I just thought. You know, it's just, you know, I mean, because the People magazine had it like a couple of weeks ago. How many is too many kids? And they had a thought of, you know, the Dagos. And I'm like, okay, when is still being People magazine's opinion how many kids is too many kids? I mean,
it's your own, it's their life.
Yeah,
exactly. If they're taking care of their family the way they should, it's no
yeah.
business what they do.
Yeah.
It's when we, the people paying for somebody else's kids
exactly.
when they have 10 or more kids and aren't paying for them or taking care
yeah.
of them. We're the ones taking care of them. That's when I get pissed off.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I work damn hard for my paycheck. I don't need to take care of anybody else's family.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes taking care of my own.
Didn't they say she was gonna get a? Didn't they say that she was gonna be in a reality show or something? Weren't they in?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Negotiations for a reality show. But how many reality shows do we need of like?
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
what I was just thinking. Yeah.
Family.
And, yeah.
Okay. Breaking news. On Soap Central, Zillian and Mo will return to As the World Turns in April.
Oh, really?
Yep.
She
did,
played
yep.
Fanny on As the World Turns.
Yeah, well, she's coming back in April.
Oh, wow. They should bring
yep,
back
she's
more.
Gonna, she's going to end it with them.
You know
yeah,
what? I haven't really been watching As the World Turns right now, but I don't know. I'm hearing the writing right now is not all that great.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't want to get any hate mail from Advertune people, but I could never follow that. So, I mean, I tried, you guys, but
I've been
wasn't...
on and off of it for years.
Okay.
I used to love, I'm a big Holden and Lily fan when
I like Holden and Lily,
Martha
yeah.
Byrne was playing the role of Lily,
yeah,
you know,
original.
But
yep.
yeah, the Lily that's being played, the actress is playing Lily right now was on Loving as Trisha.
Yep.
So, yeah, so it's kind of hard for me to like her as Lily.
Yeah.
We were, oh, really? Okay.
That
no,
would be like somebody like Habo and Hope. That would be like some like Christian Alfonso leaving and somebody going in and play her as Hope, you know? I wouldn't be able to handle it.
Well,
but
yeah,
did anybody watch Scotty Light when Jonathan and Tammy were on there? Was there any big Jonathan and Tammy fans? I was a big Tammy fan. I've been watching their DVD, the tapes on them these past couple of days. They were like Jason and Liz. The chemistry was so amazing.
Yeah, you know,
and I think Tom Pelfrey was up. I think I heard a rumor that he was up to play Dante on General Hospital. But I don't think it would have been a good casting physically, because he's like 6'2", you know. And
oh, yeah, and Sunny is not 6'2".
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, man.
Brenda, by the way, I was watching Young and the Restless.
I know. Today's
okay.
Effie was
oh,
good.
I haven't seen it. But when when Diane walked in the room, I'm like, what the? Okay, I won't say what I said. I'm thinking, oh my God, Diane's back. And great, that's how we need Diane to start World War III with everyone. I mean, Diane wasn't, like we say, the nicest person around. Okay, good. You know, with this whole Adam thing, I just want him to get caught so bad, it's killing me.
Well, it's coming because Nicholas came today with Skye's diary about the doctor and showed it to Sharon, and now Adam is hiding, calling, telling him to come home. She has things to talk about, and she's starting to open her eyes. Yeah, so things are going to be happening this week.
You know, to be honest, I'm happy. That is happening.
I wait until they nail him to the wall.
Because, you know what? It's been too much of a long time coming. And, it's been a too long time coming.
Well, they kind of drug it out too long.
Yeah,
They need to be done and work with it. I want Sharon to find out about the faith. And back.
Okay, not to sound stupid, but I kind of like the name Faith, so I hope they don't go and sing the baby's name all because this.
No, because they sure in it. But they both picked the name Faith.
Oh, they did. Oh, okay.
When she was pregnant, and then when the baby came, she picked it too, so yeah, it won't change.
Oh, okay.
So they both picked Faith for the name.
Yeah, they did.
Yep.
I'm bold and beautiful.
And
Anna
is in a damn animal cage.
Oh, who is
Yeah, I know that
cage?
Stuff.
Yeah, they put her in an animal cage.
Oh, yeah.
Cage.
That's what they
Who's been put in the animal cage?
Daisy and Ryder. They're twins. They're brothers.
Yeah, you. And by the way, I'm going to say that who called it on the show? It was Bridget somehow related. Okay. Yeah. But no, you called it, and you were right.
I knew they were brother and sister or something.
But we don't know who their mom is. Yeah, right?
I'm so lost. I don't even know what the heck you guys are talking about. I haven't watched Young and the Restless forever.
It's good.
Is it really? Well, maybe
it's super good.
Is it, if
Diane
I was to back in right now, I'd probably be lost, wouldn't I?
No, not really.
No, I mean, you will. It's good. And I bet, you know what, I feel sorry for Kevin. I really do feel sorry for Kevin. I mean,
he was coming back.
Holy son of a... See? Oh, see, but I didn't say that.
Okay, now, I know on Sheba, the last time Sheila was on there, she was Phyllis's, like, twin. She was Phyllis. She had cosmetic surgery or something. So didn't she die, though? Maybe she's got nine lives or something.
You never know in soap.
I know.
Yeah.
You could have been wearing a black jacket and said, okay, I'm back.
Yeah. Kimberlyn Brown was a really good Sheila. I liked her as Sheila.
Yeah.
I watched Bold and Beautiful today. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Sad.
Okay. Wait. Am I going to be mad?
Oh, kind of, sort of. I don't know if anybody watches Bold and Beautiful that's on here right now, but she lost the baby.
What?
They lost the baby. Yeah. And
Damn,
you know what?
Dang it.
They lost the baby again, and I have a feeling that, what's her name, Aggie wanted it to happen. When he heard Nick and Bridget arguing, like, because Bridget just totally left Nick, and he goes, and Nick's like, Bridget, come back or whatever, and you see Aggie's face was like she was happy about that. I think this is her plan the whole long, all along after, you know, getting close to Nick now, you know.
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't mean. Okay. I think I gave something away that I probably shouldn't have, but sorry about that.
Yeah.
Well, they did. I was so pissed off.
Down the stairs.
But I have a feeling she wasn't taking her medicine either, because if she had been taking her vitamins, she wouldn't have gotten dizzy, I think.
That's what Bridget said today.
She's like, if only I had made her take her vitamins or something, she wouldn't have gotten dizzy and fallen down the stairs. So, and I think that she planned not taking those vitamins, you know. I don't know. She wants Nick so bad, she was probably willing to lose the baby for it to get Nick. I don't know. That's my interpretation of it anyway.
Well, you know, I just can't, oh, my God. Oh, was there any more, were there any more fighting?
Yeah, a little bit in the beginning.
Yay!
Taylor goes to Brooke. She goes, I'll do a bet with you. If you could drown me again, I'll give you my share, you know. And I mean, she's like, Taylor's like, let's shake hands on it. And she kind of like psyched her out. She's like, you know, or whatever. And she, Brooke tried to drown her again and everything. I just was just totally childish. That fight that they've had, you know, the cat fight. I thought it was all childish stuff, you know.
But I saw them fight when they both fell in the wall. I mean,
Taylor walked into the office where they're celebrating all wet and blaming Brooke for everything.
Taylor puts Brooke in.
In the first place.
You know, this is why.
It's bold and beautiful today, though. Brooke took Ridge out of the office to tell him what Steffi's been up to.
Okay.
Oh, well, it's only the first, so.
Put up the envelope and I'll put my share. I'm paying $5.61.
Oh, okay.
Well,
since
the three of us pay $5.61.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
all right.
That's okay. So, yeah, I mean, I think B&B is good. Now on Days of Our Life, you guys, rumor has it that Sammy gets her baby back.
I hope so.
And I just want to see Eze go down for the bastard he is.
Oh. And I hope Rafe gives it to him. Him and Sammy both.
Yeah.
He don't want the wrath of Sammy. She'll frickin' make his life a living hell.
Yeah. And, you know, will Anna go down too? Because isn't that what she kind of?
Yeah, she could. If EJ points the finger at her. I think Anna will tell Sam. I think Anna will break. I think she'll finally tell on EJ.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I think too. But God, he is one self. And then, you know, people are always saying,
Demira. What do you expect?
Yeah,
just like
Hope Freak says, I hope Sammy gets Sydney back. That story has gone really old. This storyline has dragged out since September, you guys, or October.
I know.
Yeah.
I wonder what's
going to
happen when Nicole comes back to the show.
Ugh.
Yeah, Nicole was always doing it to protect, kidnapping Sydney when she did to kind of, like, protect her. But EJ's just doing this to, like, I don't know why he's doing it for. His
doing
own.
It because Sammy kept Sydney from him when she was in witness protection.
Yeah.
That's why he's doing it. And he's taken Johnny, too. He's not just taking Sydney. He's got passports. And they're going to go out of the country.
What do you think he's going to accomplish from all this?
He just wants her to pay. He wants Sammy to make feel the way he felt when he found out about Sydney.
And you know the sad thing out of all this is that for Nicole and his baby, has he even mentioned the baby that he lost with Nicole?
No, really.
No.
I mean, come on,
he
that was really sad.
He focused on Sydney and the betrayal. He has never once grieved over that baby that
he lost. Yeah. He
played for that and went straight for Sydney and Sammy.
See, this is why I don't really like Ethan. I've never, I keep remembering who his mother is. So I don't get how they could cast a really good-looking guy for who his mother was, because who his mother was kind of ugly.
Oh, yeah. What's her name? She played a dual role, huh?
Susan, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I kind of fast forward through a lot of Days of Her Life. So it's kind of getting good now with the now that Daniel knows that Melanie's his daughter.
I know.
And I'm kind of glad about that. I knew it was him the whole time.
I knew it was both.
Either, because that wouldn't make a lot of sense time wise.
Yeah, because he hadn't seen Carly in years.
Yeah, you're talking about
age as Chloe, or not Chloe, but his other daughter.
What's his other daughter's name? I can't even remember her name now.
Now I got a brain block.
Chelsea.
Yep, they're around the same age group.
Yeah, so wouldn't
so
not have made a
no
whole lot
way
of
that.
Yeah.
They could have been together.
Okay, you guys. I soon go on, so now while we're on the air, but I am. Days of Her Life is putting together a special episode that will honor the late Frances Reed according to the show. However, those episodes will not air until spring. The way we are going to deal with her death on screen is we are not going to one day walk downstairs and it was with Mickey. Our grandma's dead. Then we then have a funeral one or 2 days. That really becomes... So I guess they are going to have something really good. Okay,
like a montage. Probably like a big montage.
It goes. Due to the nature of the protection of... So far as views of close nearby, the episode that aired any week, given week, was in fact filmed about a month earlier when Reed passed away in February. Passed away. The show was always taping episodes that were not aired until most. Unfortunately, because we are so far ahead into writing into the show, it won't air until really the end of May 3rd. But believe me, it's far better to do it in this way than just have a 2-day as if Steve were gone. Here's a funeral. Here we go. It's too important, and there's too many individual relationships that need to be remembered and have flashbacks flashback. So from what I got here, they are really going to do something really, special for her, which I'm happy about, because if they didn't, I was going to be really sad. Zealous takes the wheel, you guys. I think I know who this is. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
What's up, people?
Hey.
Sorry, I'm late. I was eating.
Oh, you were eating? Okay. What'd you have for dinner?
Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, that's a pretty good place.
Yum,
yum.
That food was good. Carly, what's up? I know you missed me. What's up? What's happening?
Okay.
She gets all silent when I'm on the phone.
No, me silent? No, I'm not silent. I'm just... You guys are enjoying this a little too much. Especially my other statement. Okay, I'm good.
Cool. Uh-huh. Where's my baby at? Where is she?
Okay.
You're talking about D?
Okay, yeah. I left the Twitter message, and I thought she would be here, but maybe we all scared her away.
What do you mean scared her away? What does that mean? What does that supposed to mean?
No. I'm not saying I... No, I just said that day is probably going to be calling in on Monday, and it's
right.
going to be
How do you associate that with scaring away the radio show?
Okay, who knows? She probably came in here, probably didn't like something I said, because who knows? I could piss off people, like, in a moment. They could tune up. Okay. Here's the blessing. Okay, they could, come on here. Hear what I have to say and just get, like, really pissed off. Like, why in the hell is he saying this? Why? So, this,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, she's been banned from Twitter jail on Twitter lately.
Yes,
like.
I've been in Twitter jail for most of the day, so, yeah. Oh, God.
Okay, so what are we on?
We just been talking about General Hospital, like usual, and Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
Okay. So anything in specific?
Not really. Are you going to make it more specific?
Oh, crap.
So what's the word? Is this show going to get better? What's on the horizon here?
Oh, my God. Okay.
You know what? I read a rumor today from Daytime Dish that Sam's father's gonna be Holt. What was the name of that character?
So
Jimmy Lee Holt or something? Huh?
She'll be Jason's cousin.
Jason's cousin. That's what I read somewhere.
Oh yeah.
That would be really good.
That would be great. Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yep. Great way to end that relationship.
Yeah, really. I know.
That's sick.
I cannot bang you anymore, Sam. I'm your cousin, the banging novel, so sorry. That would make my whole year.
That's like finding out Luke and Leia were brother and sister in Star Wars. That's sick.
Oh, yeah, wasn't that? Oh, I know. When I first saw that, I was like, yeah. Kind of
or Mac and Billy,
that.
When they were cousins, thought they were cousins, and they were
who's
finally
that?
Married.
Crazy.
Well, you know what, though? So I have, you know, they did, on Guiding Light, you know, Jonathan and Tammy were half cousins, but that was I really love that storyline. They were a really popular couple, and that was one of the big things that they knew, you know, was going to bring in a lot of talk, that they're cousins, you know, and they were, you know, people, they were even discussing if they should change it to not be, they're not being cousins, but they didn't because they wanted to go that way, and they turned out to be a really popular couple, you know, and...
Yeah, but you remember, you guys, they were half cousins.
They were half cousins.
So,
like,
really?
They were brought up with each other, you know, or whatever. He didn't even know. She didn't even know they were cousins when he seduced her into sleeping with him and everything. So he was getting back at Reva for everything. Yeah.
Yeah, guys, I will be in H-Wood in 3 weeks.
You're going to be where? In Hollywood? Does that mean Hollywood?
Yep.
Really? You are, huh? You're going to be in my area, huh?
I am going to be sitting down with some mid-level prayers, so I need you guys to pray for me.
Oh, really? Oh, that what? You're going to try and, what do you have, like a script that you're that you wrote?
I've got a couple projects.
A couple?
Yes.
Oh, really? Oh, that's good. Yeah, well, wish you luck, huh?
Get into this industry and start changing things.
Well, maybe we need somebody like you to change the industry.
Get rid of these maxis.
Oh, you touched a touchy subject.
Okay, Zay.
Yeah.
Oh, Zay.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
okay, are you just not, okay. You know what, they,
count to ten, Carly, count to ten.
I know.
Like Jason says to Carly, yeah, count to ten.
Okay, well, you know what, they, enough with it, enough with going after Maxie, and not
no,
about
Carly,
after...
wait.
No, 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 no.
Wait.
No, no. Enough of you going after Spinelli. No. This
I haven't
stop
said
it. I'm
sending Spinelli in many
months. Just a mention of Maxie.
No, I just, you know what? Jay, I am sorry. I don't believe that you've been watching ZH for as long as we have here.
Listen.
And really,
oh.
No, 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 no. And we have no friggin' right to come on here and really trust everything that you don't know about besides your guy. So really, you should not be trusting it because, number one, okay, if your name was Brian Fawn, then maybe you will have a reason to come on here and trust somebody
wait,
that you have already fucked up. But
okay,
you?
Wait. You're saying Brian, whatever his name is, has more of a right to be on this show than me? And why?
No. Okay, if Brian Fawn called up here and started trusting on Maxie and all that, I will wipe the floor with him, too. I am just so sick of the
so
Maxie.
If Brian Fawn
no.
The
Maxie and Lulu haters and Spinelli haters, I'm about to... Well, I want to rip something out of them because you know what? I have to, when I'm on Twitter, that's why I land myself in Twitter jail most of the time. And then on here, I'm thinking, everyone knows I like Maxie and Spinelli. Of course, they are not going to be dumb enough to go there with me. Well, obviously, you have not learned your lesson.
Listen, I'm looking out for you guys, okay?
Okay, you know what? Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
If you say that one more time, you're going to make me throw the really good pizza that I've eaten, so please, do not say that, okay? You know what, okay, if you keep saying, oh, 1997 was this great year on General Hospital, okay, I go back in 1997, try even remember that year on General Hospital. I'm thinking.
Wasn't that the year that Becky came on, 97?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. I forgot what happened in 97 on that show.
Thank you.
That's my point. Oh, my mind's gone.
My point here. Okay. 97 was so long ago that, you know, 97 wasn't their best year. And you keep saying it was. So that's why I wanted
to...
No.
I never said it was their best year. But yeah.
What do you think... Hey, this is for you, Jay. What do you think was the best year of General Hospital?
For me, it would probably have been... I don't know what year it was. It was when... I think Roy had, like, told Sonny he was working undercover, and that whole Carly, the original Carly, you know, that whole wrapping up of that storyline. I don't know what year that was, but...
I want to say that was 98,
Yeah, I don't even remember when that was either. I don't even remember when the BJ... What year was BJ that got killed? What year was that?
BJ happened in 94.
Okay, yeah. In my opinion, General Hospital, the best years of General Hospital were like early 90s, like early to mid-90s. That's when I kind of was really watching it back then. Well, I guess I'm biased because that's when Jagger and Karen were on there and, you know, Stone and Robin and everything. So.
Listen, guys, Terry, all I'm looking for now.
Oh, my gosh.
I want something. Give me something. I mean, just stop giving me this cookie cutter crap, guys. Just give me something to think about. That's it. That's all I'm asking for.
Basically, you want to get rid of everybody that's under 30 on that show.
Listen, I'm looking at the show now, okay?
Okay.
Steve Burton's a superhero. He's got his sidekick, Spinelli. He's got is Batgirl, Maxie. He's got, listen, I saw, what was it? This, what's, the prosecutor who's prosecuting Sunny right now.
Claire.
Oh, come on, okay.
Did you guys see her?
Okay, yeah, do not even start with me on that bitch. That bitch needs to go. No, I'm sorry. That bitch needs to go.
In my opinion,
seriously, I mean, look, imagine the cat. Listen, okay, you're casting for a district attorney.
Yes.
And you get someone like her. Imagine what the casting call was like.
I know.
Seriously, you're telling me you can't get a proper actress who can feasibly portray a district attorney trying to put away a mob kingpin?
Maybe,
nope, they didn't
like
want,
Diane,
they didn't want
I love Diane. Maybe if they would have gotten somebody
I
like
know.
Or something.
It's like they don't even want the guys that can do the role justice anymore. They just want that.
I probably would get that better than her. On
yeah. I mean, seriously, it's just, it's stupid, and it's just, and it just pisses me off. I mean, because there are guys out there that could really take shows, movies to the next level, and they're never even going to be given a shot. That's all I'm saying.
Get rid of not only some of the, in your opinion, some of the actors, but maybe the people that are behind the scenes, too,
absolutely.
To bring in some of the good actors out there or whatever that will find talent, actual talent, you know?
Absolutely.
So, and I think it needs to start with Brian Franz, the removal.
Well, actually, it should start with Sweeney because she's above Franz.
Oh,
and
that's
let,
right. Yeah.
Franz
her.
Do this shit for
listen,
so
guys.
Yeah.
No.
There are guys in Hollywood that if I were to see them on the street, I really don't know what I'd do. Seriously, because these guys.
I know what I would do.
I
know what I would do.
I mean, I
know exactly what I would do, and, you know, that's you, Dave, but me right now, if I saw Fawn Sweeney on the street, I don't think it would be really good for them right now, because, yeah.
Well, Disney is letting this happen.
What's
Disney
that?
Disney is supposed to be a family show, and they're letting Kelly be
a star
on frickin' Peep Show. I mean... And call that empowering women? I'm sorry, when you're half-dressed or not dressed at all, that is not empowering women.
And
exactly.
then writing, yeah, and then writing these lines that come out of their mouths to a independent woman and a mother of two, you know, what they're calling her on the show.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, come on. Back in the day, they would never have had a lines like that. For
no,
them.
They wouldn't.
Say that to
and
Liz.
Why do you think they've done that now?
Because they're lazier.
Would
you blame some of that on the current audience? Not no one here, of course. The current audience.
I would blame that.
Oh my gosh.
Because it's Sam and Jason.
No.
Like the little kids, you know, like the little kids.
Yes.
Like 12 and, well, not 12, but maybe like, I don't know, the young adults, young teenagers that are into, you know, salmon. I don't know. I mean, Carly, what do you think?
And you know, Zay, you know
what? Hey, Carly. What's
you
up?
Just,
talk to me.
Oh, my God.
Go on. We're listening.
I know. You know, you want to play. Last week
well,
you said it was all for that. We made what's happening happen. No, you did say that.
No, I did.
Well,
let me see.
Since they've lost all of the old-time viewers, they're writing for the
young
viewers that
viewers.
Are stuck in there now, younger viewers.
That's
so
right.
Because now that I think about, I had to think about it for a minute, because like back in the day when I really was tuned into General Hospital, the writing was really great because you had the viewers that had been there forever, you know, and now they've lost. You know, the people that have been watching them for 40 years or whatever, 35 years, 15 years like me, they're not writing for us. They're writing for the people, the little, you know, the rugrats and the teenagers. Talia, you're an exception,
you
know.
With
yeah.
all these things is that when you have a big fan base like this, and not just, you know, a soap opera, but if you don't go for the core integrity of these things, you're going to harm yourself in the long run. Now, this is what I'm predicting. That if this show doesn't turn around, like does a serious 180-degree turn, like get some creative guys in there, it's gonna dissipate. I mean, it's just gonna go. It's just gonna go to waste.
It's
just
already doing it right now, and it's just on their last legs right now. I'm afraid.
So
you know?
I mean, I mean, people, you know, you can lay out a plan and tell people that, guys, you know, you need to get rid of so-and-so, you need to get some new writers, you need to, you know, completely change the way that you've been going about doing this thing, but they won't do it. I mean, it's like, and when you look at it on paper, right, business-wise, it does make sense, because people like you, the hardcore fans that are on the line right now, you guys are outnumbered like 50-1. So on paper, it actually makes sense to go for, you know, the masses, you know what I mean? The fans that are, you know, are much more in abundance. But see, you can't apply that to arts and entertainment. You have to go for the core integrity of these things, or it's just gonna disappear. And that's the situation that this show's in right now, and I'm predicting this. I don't know how much longer these guys can keep doing this stuff, especially for this show.
Well, you can tell that the writers they don't want to write it anymore. They just don't want to. They're tired of it, too, probably, being told what to do.
And it's funny because, you know, you talk to guys today, and they'll agree, but then, you know, it's like, then they'll start to make excuses for this stuff. And then when it dies, it's like, wait a minute, what happened? It's like, guys, we told you what happened. So,
yeah.
I mean, look, you really have to, look, I don't know, you might not want the show to be saved. I mean, you probably do, but it's like, I mean, you can't say that, oh, I want this show to get better, but then it's like you're only going to make small changes here and there. I'm telling you, you guys got to cut out a big, big portion of this show and get rid of a lot of people, not just actors either. That's just my opinion. I don't know. What do I know, though? So, Carly, what's up? What you have for dinner today, Carly?
Okay, you know what? You know this. I know people... Well, I had a slice of pizza because I was gone, and...
Pizza?
Yes.
Me, too. I had leftover pizza, too.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Who's cooking for you guys?
Well, we don't cook, okay? I mean, I cook, but lately I've just been in this... I don't really want to cook because it takes so freaking long.
Oh, my God. Do you know how insanely busy I am now? And I still cook. Come on.
Okay, you know what, Zay? Okay, fine. But you don't burn things, okay? I burn things. I try it, and the stupid thing burns. So you know what?
Jay, so what kind of things do you cook, Jay, now? Tell me what kind of things that you cook.
I love to cook pasta. Pasta is like my
Oh, really?
Favorite.
Homemade pasta? I mean, from scratch pasta?
Yep, manicotti, all that.
Really?
Believe, trust.
The only thing that I really made from scratch is a really good, awesome carrot cake. My mom's recipe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, that's a hit at my school. I'm at a university, and, like, every semester in one of my classes, I've had this professor, like, 3 times for different classes, and every semester, he has, like, a potluck at the end of the semester, and I bring in the carrot cake, and everybody loves it. I mean, it goes, like, in 2 minutes. Yeah, so I've been asking for the recipe. He keep asking me for that. Yeah.
Charge him.
Yeah, I know. I should. Yeah. But spaghetti for me is out of the package.
Yeah.
Well, who taught you how to cook, Jay?
You said what?
Who taught you how to cook?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Who taught you how to cook, like pasta?
Oh, a couple of girlfriends, my mom.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
What else do you know how to cook besides pasta?
You know,
pizza?
Red.
You know how to make Italian pizza? I used to have a friend, I do have a really good friend. They're Italian, and when I was growing up, her mom would make homemade pasta, homemade pizza, Italian pizza, you know, like the squared pizza, you know?
Listen, guys, I like to eat. I like to eat.
I guess so.
Eating's good.
Well, not too much eating, but, you know.
Oh, don't worry. I stay in shape.
Okay.
Where is my baby at? Where is she?
Okay, I've left you a message. Okay,
you guys didn't do a good of a job. Carly, come on.
Oh, my God. Okay, Zay.
I was counting on you, Carly. I would never let you down, ever.
Okay. You just drive me too insane. Okay.
Hey, seriously. Guys, let's get some of these actors on this radio show, because I have a lot to say. I've got...
I do, too.
Okay, Zay.
Let's get some of these
Zay.
Guys.
Zay?
Don't worry. I will be on my best behavior.
Okay, Zay. You can't, like I said before, you cannot even be on your good behavior when it's just us.
No.
Spinelli, be aware. No, I'm kidding.
No, guys. I know how to listen. I know how to talk to guys that are in the industry. Okay, I've interviewed Bull. I've interviewed Jet from Batman.
For instance, if Brian Frost were to come on like he ever would.
Oh,
but,
I know
exactly.
I would know exactly what to say to him. You guys.
What would you say? Oh, really? What would you say to him?
I know exactly. I would
you
have
know exactly what you would say?
Now, first, the rhetoric going back between, you know, between us would there. You know, if he were to, you know, give me lip, then I would give lip right back to him. See what he's saying. I can't just off the bat just say, you know, what I would say. I'd start off slow and see where he would take it.
Right.
And then we'd go from there.
See, Carly, I
would look out for you guys. See, you guys don't know.
But the thing is, Spinelli, okay, you don't get it, okay?
I don't get it.
No, you don't, okay? Spinelli is my celebrity crush. And
what
is so...
What's talking about getting the General Hospital show back to where it was back on?
Okay, but you know what?
That is so...
Okay, yeah, but it doesn't mean my little Bradford has to go just to make everyone happy, and if that ever happens...
Okay, Gina, okay, so you said get rid of, like, Maxie and Spinelli. Some of those characters, like Lulu and Maxie, need to be on there, so you'd have to bring in another young actor to play those roles.
Thank you.
Absolutely. But see,
so
like,
who
how
would
many
you
young, want okay.
to see play Maxie and Lulu?
You know what?
That?
Maxie and Lulu have family ties. No.
Get rid of the characters, but the actors. So who would you want in place of? No, I'm just hypothetically. Who would you want in place of Maxie and Lulu then?
Here's the thing. There are guys out there, and if for the I can't just go off the top.
Yeah,
listen,
well,
I'd have to do it.
No. Oh, God, yeah, Andrei, we would not want you to...
And here's the thing. She wouldn't have such a huge story arc. That's my issue. She wouldn't.
Yeah.
She's one of the main guys now.
Okay, my issue is, they've given fucking Kelly Monaco a bigger story arc.
We're all in agreement.
No.
I mean, we're just waiting
for
what I'm talking about.
No.
Okay,
I know. If you want to go after Maxie and Lulu, no. Before you go after them, go after Kelly. Go after Jonathan Jackson. Come on, go after Ingo Rademacher. Go after someone
who
I hate.
Who's that last name you said?
Ingo Rademacher.
Who's that?
He plays Jack.
Wait a minute. You don't like that guy?
Jax, but right now I don't like him. I mean,
I always liked him, but now I just don't.
Like I said, they're writing terribly for these actors, and if they were to be given a really, really, really good storyline, I would like him again. I mean, back in the day when Jax and Brenda, I love Jax and Brenda. I mean, come on, that was really good. But
I agree with you then, but now I want Ingo gone. I want Jonathan Jackson gone. No, because they are pissing me off.
No, see, look, this is...
No.
See, look. Wait. All right, look, this is what I would do, okay? What I would do is this. Everyone would be under review. Everyone. Now, if this actor or actress cannot handle the storyline that I've laid out for them, after consulting with fans like yourself, of course, then they've got to go.
Well,
like,
but you're going to have a hard sell getting with a lot of these people today because...
How?
Because they're all fan bases for Maxie and Spinelli, for Lulu and Dante. You're going to have a hard friggin' sale on those, okay? But on the people that I name, that should have been gone and done, but no.
Carly.
No.
Carly.
Hey, Dave, what do you think of Dante, the actor that's playing Dante?
I've actually seen that guy in other things. He's a pretty good actor.
He was in Battlestar Galactica. He's been in cop shows.
Yep.
When you go after Brad now,
When you go after bad food, no. And but
Carly.
You can, but you say that Dante can stay.
Carly, can I just say something?
Oh.
And I want to say this to you as a friend, okay? Hollywood has got you by the grip. Okay?
No.
You are thinking exactly how they want you to think.
So basically, you think that Carly's brainwashed.
Oh,
no, no,
God.
No.
Zay, no, I am not brainwashed. You know what? Most people hate Carly. I love Carly. Most people hate Maxine Spinelli. I love them. Most people hate Lulu. So before you say that I'm fucking brainwashed, Zay, give me back
that.
Oh,
not Jay said that. I said that. So I don't know.
I don't technically hate them. I just hate how they write for them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They don't write anything for them. They make them look
exactly.
like dumbasses.
You know what?
They would write for them.
I've listened to that guy who plays Spinelli. You know, I look, Maxie would have to go in my opinion, but look, I think that guy who plays, I think he could do something if given, you know, proper material. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well,
but,
I think that he could too.
I mean, I haven't really been watching him.
I kind of been fast-forwarding through most of the show, but I mean, I think
you mean fast-forwarding through bad food? Okay, we are going to have a little talk tonight.
He's only on for like 20-some
Yeah,
seconds.
He's not on. I haven't
so
really seen him lately. I'm trying to think of when I used to watch it when he was on all the time. I think I've seen some scenes where he really was really acting really good in it, you know? And
when
Georgie died, you know?
Who are they
focusing on? I thought he did a good job with that.
Who are the guys that they're focusing on now?
Steve and Jason, Nicholas and Lucky, and Elizabeth heavily. Sam, not so much anymore.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, they're kind of phasing her out a little bit.
Good.
But it's just the same old people. It's the same people that they've, you know, I think. Jason and Sunny's been the thing for years, heavily focused on for years. You know, the Quartermains, I wish they would get back to the Quartermains.
Yeah, me too.
You know? I mean, yeah, I know they're bringing in some new Quartermain. Her name's Maya Quartermain.
No, it's Maya Ward.
Maya Ward, I'm sorry.
So logically, you know, she's not...
Edward Quartermain's a great granddaughter.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see that.
I can't wait either.
Me too.
Yeah, more on the Quartermains. I wonder how they're going to focus it on more than like a minute or so, you know?
I don't think it's going to be a too developed story, and it's not going to last that long. That's just my opinion.
But wait, is Bridget still here? What happened? Bridget left.
Bridget, are you there? No? Maybe she actually got disconnected.
But I didn't press any buttons for one.
Oh.
Man, I can still taste that steak.
Oh, my gosh, Jay. Okay.
Yeah.
I've only been, you know, I've only been to Outback Steakhouse like twice in my life.
What?
Yeah. I only go there when one of my best friends is in town. We go there on occasion when she's here, you know, and... Yeah, I've only been there like twice, or maybe three times, yeah. I don't go there a lot, yeah. And it's, I know
guys,
it's really good. Huh?
You guys seen any good movies lately?
The latest movie that I saw was probably, I don't even remember. That's how often I go to the movies. Yeah, I don't remember the last movie I saw.
Yeah.
I want to see that. Well, I'm afraid to see the Clash of the Titans movie. I like the old one, but me and my friend were talking about this one night, that they better not screw it up. Well, they better not.
No.
Well, because you're talking about a classic movie.
Clash of the Titans,
you know, 1982 or something.
Right.
And they just better not, you know, totally destroy it. You know, I mean, it looks good from the previews that I've seen. Some of the previews look good.
It always looks good, Terry.
What was that?
It always looks good.
Well, I mean,
Transformers looked good. The movie didn't even have three acts. It was crazy.
Yeah, but Transformers wasn't like a classic movie or anything, was it? Like
it was
a classic
movie.
Yeah, I don't
it was
know.
A classic
I mean,
cartoon.
No, but from like the monsters, the Kraken or something like that. You know, totally. I don't know. I'm just worried that they've totally messed up the classic movie. You know, totally destroyed it. Okay, what was that?
Who's
for?
Working tomorrow?
What's that?
Who's
Kylie, are you
tomorrow?
There?
I'm letting you guys talk.
Okay, Jay, what was the last movie that you saw?
Last movie I saw? Avatar. That was the last one.
Oh, well, yeah, that's the last movie that I saw.
Hey, Brendan, you back, right?
Yes, I got disconnected.
Can one of you guys, like, text D and get her in the discussion, please? Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't
That's
have...
That's why he likes D, because, she agrees with everything.
No, because she's sharp as a tack. I like her. She's beautiful. She's
Are you
smart.
Trying to tell me that you think that we're not sharp?
Oh, my God.
Of course, you guys. What are you talking about?
I will. Okay. I hope so.
That's my girl. Now, come on. Let's get real.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. Okay, you guys. We have a.
I think
we have
the dating service or something.
Oh, crap.
I'm kidding.
That's funny.
Anytime at dark brought us together.
Oh no. That's funny that, you know, that would be funny if I can get everyone else in
Carly,
my life.
Would you come to our wedding?
Okay, I would only go if Terry. Okay, I would only go if Terry goes.
So is that an invite, Jay? If you get married, can we all go, all of us on the phone?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I have my dress ready.
What?
I have my dress ready.
Okay. Oh, man.
Hey, did you guys see the media pics for next week?
No.
Jason is in a white shirt and khaki pants. First time he's been out of black in a long time.
Yes.
Him and Spam Manila are in matching outfits again.
Oh, my God. I don't want to see that. Thank you.
Island with Michael, and I am blocking out of that.
Okay. That tells me I shouldn't be watching next week. Okay.
Yeah, got him up for the 8th for next week. So,
okay,
yeah.
Okay. But the breakup is supposed to happen mid-most, so.
Gosh,
I can't
hope.
Wait. I
you know what?
So.
Are we absolutely, positively, 100% sure that they're going to break up? Because, I mean, I know I'm to have faith, but.
Okay. If they don't break up by mid-month, I'm really, really, really going to do something that I really don't want to do.
What are you
going
to do?
I'm not going to say on the air, okay? So, I'm not that tempted, okay? I'm a little smart, but no, you know what? The way everything is going, you guys, is just a reminder of 4 or 5 years ago, you know? I mean, they are not getting much screen time, number one. Number two, she's very, very, very bad to look at. And number three, you know, it's got to happen. Because their storyline tanked more than the Titanic tank. And so, yeah, just, you know, we just have to have just a little more faith that this will happen because it just has to happen.
Matching outfits, gross.
Oh,
why
yeah,
they're
both in white shirts, and he's in light tan slacks, and
know
there's
why?
A lot of him on the plane with Michael, and she's got her legs on his lap pretending to sleep. So
oh
she's used to the
God.
Couch. I mean, you know, can't get
oh
her.
Oh, my God.
Get out of the couch.
Gee,
oh,
you know what?
Couch.
You know what? Yeah, and number two, I hope she looks really bad in white, because most people who wear white look very, very bad. And I find you weren't supposed to wear white after Labor Day. Am I wrong?
But is it Labor Day? Like, when is Labor Day?
Oh, crap. Bye. Fine, it's after Labor Day. Fine, I just want thing, something. No, but see tonight. Oh God, when it comes to Kelly Monaco, this is the character I hate. I hate so much. I've never had a character.
You're the one that voted for her on Dancing with the Stars, you know.
Okay. did I pay you off? Never, ever, ever, ever to bring that up ever again.
It's funny. No, I just like reaction when I say that.
I know.
No matter what they do with those two, they're not going to be. They're not a couple. They're screw buddies, and that's it. There's nothing, and a few kisses here and there, and a lot of their scenes got cut. Like they're supposed to have a goodbye kiss.
Oh, really?
That's not cut.
Supposedly Kelly was sick. Well, you know.
Well, Kelly is.
She needs to stay sick.
You know, bags in her eyes,
crazy,
huh?
Now. Are these people really earning their paychecks now?
Oh, okay.
No.
But hey, I was having fun dissing Kelly Monaco, and this is my soze.
Well,
and if I want to diss her, I can because I have 14 minutes remaining. And if I want to, no one can tell me not to.
I didn't say that. Oh my God.
So.
Listen.
Okay. I have been keeping the playing field nice for the past few months.
You have been. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, but right now I'm throwing down the gauntlet as a Daysam fan.
I make her go in with me to the Daysam radio. I'm curious what they have to say about Liz.
Wait a minute. There's a radio show about
for,
that.
Yeah. For the Jason and Sam.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You know why? Why didn't you?
I don't know. Is it on? I think they're on. I don't know if they're on now, but they
They're on Tuesdays.
They're on Tuesdays. And I was almost tempted to call
let's
in one night.
Let's do it.
Oh, really?
I'm going to do it.
I was go in there and you know, to say hi.
I will clean house, Terry.
Yeah, I would really love for you to do that.
Even the J-Spam fans are turning on this couple. I mean, they're even finally starting to see what a debacle they are.
They have been saying Kylie was arguing with them on Twitter. They were saying that they were there first. Jason and Sam were first before Liz and Jason and everything. And I'm thinking,
in their dreams.
Yeah, you know why? Bye, Cyber. I knew Cyber. Yeah, bye, Cyber. I knew Cyber would leave. And the moment we mentioned Daysam, because we should not mention them. We should not. Well, you know what? I'm done. I'm done being the nice girl. I'm done with playing fair, because after what Terry and I listened to, they haven't been playing fair. And you know what? They called Elizabeth. So really, Daysam people,
and they called her
a whore
and everything.
Yeah, I can think of about 200 names for you, little slut of a Sam. Oh, did I say slut? Oh God, you guys, I'm sorry, Daysam, but you know,
you're not
you got...
sorry.
Okay. Well, yeah, I do think
Okay, maybe I'm not sorry, but I'm. You know, I'm sick of us not fighting back.
And didn't you were on Twitter and you responded to one of the fans of them, and what was it that you responded to? Was that what you responded to, that, oh, no, that Jason and Liz were there first and that they blocked you out?
Yep.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yep.
You got censored? I got censored, too, once.
Yeah.
You've
been getting censored a lot lately on Twitter.
Well, yeah, I've just been feeling like, you know what, I have my own show. I can basically say what I want, and you know what, if the Daysam have a problem with it, please, come on my show, because on my show, I have Jay, and if I really don't want to debate them,
I got you.
If I really don't want to debate them, I can just sick them on Dave, really,
yep.
You know?
I'll take care of them. I got your back.
I was even, I think I talked to you, Carly, one night, and I was saying maybe we should have Jay call in one of those shows, because I think I'd be too chicken to call in.
I would, and I'll act like another person. I'll just what do you guys think of Jason and singing? Like, aren't they so cute together? I'll just listen to what they're saying.
Aren't they
and,
hot?
Oh, are those,
they're
like, young
so
guys?
I think they are. Well, the host of the show, she sounds like she's in, you know, like she's, like, what? I don't know, in her 20s, early 20s, or late 20s, or something like that. But
yeah.
I think most of the fans are just, like, teenagers. You
well,
know,
they
like,
better get ready for a new Jason fan, because I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm going to go do it, too. I just wonder what they're saying. I just really want to know, like,
oh,
like
God,
what do they think about Jason's and, like, why, like, what do they really see in them? I really just don't get it.
And they praise Jonathan Jackson's performance for what he said to Liz that day. I listened to one of, like, that.
Yes.
When they had that scene when Lucky went off on Liz that, in their house. And they praised him for that. They were, like, really, they were glad that he did that to her. Well, they liked his acting, too, that he really did a good job, but I think they're really happy that what he said to her, because they felt that's what she deserved or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
One of these days, Helene will be in Liz's room while she's asleep. I think it's because she gets the paternity test, or does the paternity test, because Helene is going to switch the test. Because supposedly the baby's supposed to be Lucky.
Oh, crap.
And
really?
Lucky doesn't want it to be Lucky. Lucky's
why
Lucky.
Is she there anyway? Oh, do you guys remember
to make me go crazy, Jay, because...
she's only going to be here to the end of the month. She's done after
what?
The end of this month.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Helene is only supposed to be on through the end of March. And aren't they supposed to be only,
when,
like, 2 weeks ahead in filming? So she's only going to probably be on maybe through first part of April if they take 2 weeks ahead.
Oh, really? Okay.
And,
well,
of course, that 1 week was dark, so I don't know how far ahead they were when the studio was dark for that week.
What were you going to say, Jay? Do you remember when what?
I was going to ask you guys remember when Stavros came back. That was excellent. That
Yeah, okay.
Is an actor. That guy.
Yep.
Who played Stavros?
He does crazy very well.
Helper Kelly, was it?
Yeah,
that's
the
my guy. That's
the
my
recast.
Guy right,
you know, remember
he was
the
Beau.
He was a Beau from Days at one time. Yep.
He also played Sam Fowler on Another World, which I liked him on Another World.
Yeah.
Now, bring back the people that were behind Another World with the writing and everything and, you know, from an old soap or whatever. Maybe they need a job. Bring them back on to General Hospital or something.
I'm kind of excited for Sky to be back.
Yeah, me too.
She's
going to
be
on it
for Tracy and Luke.
Well, I got a question. Sky is going to be on both.
AMC
and...
Yeah,
okay.
Because they're going to test her to be... JR's donor for his leukemia or for his cancer. And Annie was a partial match today. And
really?
She went in and started giving him crap, and he said, "Get out of my room." And she said, "What'd you say?" He goes, "Get out of my room, bitch."
Yeah. And she said, that was funny.
I'll be glad to.
I haven't watched
for
a while.
I can't stand
it. It was good.
Annie's a yeah. Oh my God, Annie was. I remember when Annie first came on. She was like the sweet and innocent woman,
now she's
huh?
Psycho, man.
I know.
Wait,
I know
her
she's crazy.
Wait till her and Brooke get on at Tempo.
Oh,
she
oh my God.
Lunch.
Man, I'm still hungry.
Okay,
okay. Okay, I mean, come on, why you have a big dessert? Why didn't you get dessert from, you should have got dessert from Outback Steakhouse.
Outback,
I
yeah.
I don't know.
Why
didn't
you, they have really good big desserts there, don't
okay,
they?
Okay, stop talking, Terry.
I know, I was on the phone and my niece comes in there, she's like, oh, you're in your PJs too. I think she wanted me to go get some ice cream to drive there. Get some ice cream, now I feel like it now.
Oh, thank Jay, you, Jay.
I'm hungry for, like, dessert or something. What did you have, Jay? What steak and what?
had steaks and cheese fries, a salad.
Oh God! Okay.
Bread.
You know what the most unhealthiest French fries are?
Okay.
Arby's, the curly fries are the most unhealthiest French fries. I was on the internet one day and unhealthiest French fries is Arby's is the number one, the curly fries, the cheese curly fries or whatever. And the healthiest French fries are the small French fries at McDonald's. They only got 240 calories.
I thought
that was information that people might want to know, so. I don't think Jay really cares much.
No.
Listen, guys.
Because he probably works it off anyways.
Yeah.
I'm tired of CGI in movies, okay?
What?
Tired of CGI in
movies. Oh, you're tired of CGI movies?
No more. I'm sick of it.
Okay.
Basically, that's all what we see out there, isn't it? CGI.
No more CGI. Okay, I'm tired.
I remember when you had movies like The English Patient. You had movies like, The Schindler's List. You had movies like Saving Private Ryan or whatever.
Yes, Terry, that's why I like
those kind of movies.
Oh, my God, okay, so now he likes Terry, okay.
The reader that I saw last week was I'd never seen in the theater, which I wish I would have now because it was a really good movie. I mean, there's a movie that I heard about called The Boy in the Striped Pajamas is really good.
Yeah,
I heard that's really good, but you don't see those movies anymore. You know, I mean, I would want to see this one, make a good, decent film. Steven Spielberg should get back on it.
Yes, he should.
He's the one that makes those type of good movies, like Band of Brothers. Even that Band of Brothers miniseries on
TV
was really good.
Huh? Said you are on point tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, it's because
yes.
My dad, I've always brought up with watching, like, classic movies, too, and my dad likes his war movies, you know. I remember a long time ago, we went to the English, it was a double feature, The English Patient and Brass Doss, and my dad loved those movies.
I cannot get anything out of the movies of my generation. I have to go back to movies that came out before I was even born to get anything out of these things. I mean, seriously, I have to go. Every time I watch a movie now, I'm like, man, this had a good story. And I check when it was made. It says 1985 or 1970 or something like that.
Flashdance was a good movie.
Seriously.
Huh? Okay, and you guys, just to tell you, we have 2 more minutes.
Okay.
We can go into overtime. And because I want to go into overtime with
Dave, what was the last good movie of your generation that you saw?
Last good movie.
That's sad to have to say your generation now, you know?
My generation. Look.
Huh?
District 9 was good.
District 9? Wasn't that the alien thing?
What about it?
We ordered it on satellite on DirecTV. That was boring.
The movie?
Yes, District 9. I did not like that at all. We were watching it. I could not get into it. I'm sorry. I don't know. It's nominated for an Academy Award, too, isn't it?
Yeah, listen. If it weren't for a few outrageous elements, I mean, that thing could have been up there with, like, Blade Runner if it had, like, taken certain elements more seriously.
But the movie was fantastic.
I give it an 8 out of 10.
I could not get into that movie.
Okay, Will. You guys, just stop talking for 1 second. Okay. We will be back on Wednesday. Unfortunately, Terry will be here until the end of her nice class. I wonder if they are going to show a video.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, so everyone come back 8 o'clock West Coast time, and I bet you $5 they will be back with us.
Obama.
And then I'll be calling in at, 9:45? Oh, my God, thank you. Oh, man. I get a kick out of this show now.
I know.
I'm glad I can
get it. I think that's why a lot of people are tuning in, Carly, because it's fun.
I know.
People could come here and laugh and not be too serious, you know?
Yeah,
okay,
I'm like
that.
As opposed to Jay, he tries to make it real serious. He wants people to really listen and to learn something.
Yeah.
Well,
okay, Jay. Jay, yeah. But Jay, next time you go to the Outback, just get dessert. Please, I mean, if not for you, but for us. If not,
I know.
Wait a minute, hold on. How does me getting dessert equate with your the time you're having on this radio show? What does that mean?
Because when you said you went to the Outback, I kept thinking about the mud pie there.
Oh.
And I've been thinking about this for like the past 40 minutes because you haven't bring up the Outback, okay? So my mind hasn't been on really debating you and setting you down.
That's why
she's
so quiet.
I know.
What time is it there?
It's 9:30.
Yeah, same here, 9:30. Jay, what time is it there? What, 12:30 or 11:30?
12:30.
Oh, it's 12:30. Isn't it past your bedtime, Jay?
Oh, that's funny, Terry. You're a comedian. That's hilarious.
Oh, man. I just had to say that. I had to be cute.
I was going to go to the gym at like 6 a.m. tomorrow. I don't know about that now.
Oh, come on, Kate. You know, okay, I better not
if
say
Carly that. Could go to bed at like 5 in the morning and get up at like 3 hours later, Jay, I think you can do it too.
Yeah.
Well, I think some people are like genetically made to do that. Like my mom's one of them. She only needs like a few hours of sleep every night.
Oh, okay. Well, not me, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I got to have a good
exactly
8 hours.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Late bird, though.
Brenda, you
yes,
need 8 hours. Oh, you know what? I would
I can live off of less, but I'd rather have my 8 hours.
You know what? I mean, like,
you have to do what I do on a daily basis. I'm up before the sun rises, and I'm done when the sun sets every day. 7 days a week, rain or shine. So, you know, I got to keep that 8 hours coming.
Yeah, because you work on a ranch, huh?
Oh, yeah, it never ends.
Yeah,
and we're in the middle of cabin season right now, so I got to do night shift and
then
get up and do my bus route and then go back.
I was going to say that. You have
gotta
a bus route.
You
got to
keep going. So.
You do that by yourself?
And at my age.
Oh, Brenda, stop it. You're not old. Stop it, because if
you
are older
than all of you guys.
Okay, yeah, but in a couple of years, we will be there too, and that's like. Scares the heck out of me.
Oh, shoot.
No, it does.
I'm almost there. I am almost there.
I know you are.
Okay.
Is there a new
24
coming on tonight?
What's that? Oh, 24 is on right
now. Okay, okay.
I'm
you know what?
On DVR
you know what, Jay?
So
we've
talk
had.
About my 24 again, okay?
Okay, okay. You know what? We've had a really good night, and I don't think, you know, we need to have
I guess with 24. I just love that show, and to me, it's good. Every season, it gets, to me, in my opinion, Jay, it's good.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So you need to tell, okay, so are you going to teach me a lesson about 24? Because if you're going to try, I'm not going to listen, because I love 24.
Why do you love it? Break it
because
down.
Because I just... every time I watch it, it's on for an hour, and it's like the next thing I know, it's over, and I want more. I don't know. It's just, I just love it. I've never had any bad things to say about 24. I do just think that the story, and you just don't like the storylines. You don't think there's any.
I don't like the storylines. I don't like
the storylines.
I don't like the actors. I don't like the writing on the show. No.
And
sorry.
It's the same writers that wrote the first season, right?
Yeah.
No.
No,
no.
No. Okay, well.
No. Those guys have been
okay,
gone
well,
a long time.
I want to, okay.
Well,
I want to.
Talk to me,
Carly. No, I just think you cannot always bring up 24. You cannot just do
Jack
that.
Jack Bauer's the man.
Yeah, Jack Bauer's the man, and I just love Jack Bauer, and I like the. I like this season because with Renee Walker and him. Last season, they brought in her, you know, and slowly brought her in, and now I think it's getting good with. I don't know. It's just me. I just love 24.
Yeah, and so.
I mean, there was one year where I thought it was terrible. It wasn't really great, you know, and everything. And then I think after that season, it kind of got better for me. I forgot what year it was, what season it was. What season are we in now on 24?
Eight.
Yeah, so I think it was like season 5 or something. What? Okay, I think they renewed it for 2 more years, too.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
And I think Kiefer Sutherland signed on for 2 more years. And I think if Jack Bauer, if he doesn't resign, like, after 2 years, I think they should just end the show.
I agree. Because
Jack
Bauer is the...
Renee Walker?
No, I think that if Kiefer Sutherland decided not to continue with the show, they should just end the show there with just that, with not bringing in anybody to replace him, because it won't do good. It won't go on. It just won't do any, you know, won't be like with him on it, you know. The ratings will be really bad, you know, because he's not on it anymore, and they should pull the show if he doesn't.
I'll tell you what the problem is with the 24 show, okay?
Oh, God, please. Okay, David.
Keep it short and sweet, okay? All eyes are on Jack Bauer now. You take Jack Bauer out of the show.
Yeah.
24.
What's that? Take him out of the show and what?
You take Jack Bauer out of the show. There's no more 24.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying.
And now
that's what he said.
Was it like that in season 1? It wasn't.
Oh, my God.
I was just as interested in Jack Bauer as I was in David Palmer, in Sherry Palmer, in Nina Myers, in George Mason, in Tony Almeida. It wasn't all about Jack. That's
hey,
why the show was so good.
Zay, I don't know how long we are going to be able to be on the air, but I really want us to get back to before it stream,
sure,
before we go
back.
Right,
I honestly think still even the first season that if Jack Bauer is, you know, Kiefer Sutherland made the show, too.
In the first season.
Yeah, the first season,
he was
too.
The main
I mean, I go back to the first
the
season,
focus.
And yeah,
the
I mean,
focus.
Maybe
the
there
was
more story with other storylines, you know, but still, I think if there wasn't Jack Bauer, there wouldn't be 24.
Okay, we'll say.
Coming from the first. Okay, so, let's change. Okay.
Okay, Zay, we are going to talk about Young and the Restless now, and it's going to get, like, really, really good, and you're probably going to get really sick of us.
I've
been waiting.
Young and the Restless. So why are we going to talk about Young and the Restless? I haven't.
Because I want to. Because I have Bridget here.
Oh, okay.
And Bridget,
okay. Hi, puppies. Sorry.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Hey, Zay, why don't you call back on Monday, and we can talk about 24 again or Lost?
Okay.
No, don't talk about Lost.
Okay.
Oh, Lost.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I'm like Lost.
Yeah. So.
I could have talked about it if I wanted to.
Well, okay, Zay. Why don't you call back on Monday, on Wednesday, and we can talk about Zeno Hospital and how to improve it. By not improving it by driving me crazy.
Do you really want to say that as your closing statement to me? Really?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You don't want to say good night.
Okay, Zay. No, that's what I want to say. I want
to
say call back on Monday and debate me.
I'm trying to be civil with you.
And I'm trying to forgive you for even bringing the outback thing. I've been obsessing on it for 35 minutes, the mud pie. So, yeah, just call back on Wednesday, and I might be in a better mood with you.
Get homeboy on the radio show so we can talk business, okay? Get the guy on.
Okay. Well, this call is back on Wednesday.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Night.
Night. Okay. I need to. Oh my God, Brenda left.
Oh really?
Brenda. I basically got disconnected. Okay. Well. Well, I guess we have to wait and have that Y&R talk on Wednesday. But what was I saying? Oh, yay!
Huh.
No, she came back in the room. Maybe she could get back in. I don't know. Hold on. So what I was going to ask you guys. So, Terry, you were very nice as they tonight. And Talia, you crack me up. You totally crack me up. Because when you laugh, everyone knows you're laughing, and you were laughing at me because you knew I was it was a Jose thing.
I just love. I'm starting to be. I kind of look forward now to Jay calling just to see his reaction.
I know, me too. Because I know he's going to say something that probably is not going to like.
This is so funny.
I mean, they have to at least have one argument before, like throughout his whole time on the show. They have to have one kind of argument. It doesn't matter what it is, just one.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? If he did not bring him, Taylor, when you come, we have to go to the Outback.
I mean, I've been to the Outback, a few times here, but I don't mostly go to the Outback because... That's kind of expensive. We go to the cheap places,
I know, but now they have $9.99 stuff now.
You know, I'm thinking I'll come for 2 weeks. I don't know. I've been thinking about it. Maybe.
Oh, well, I know. Well, we can talk later tonight, right?
Oh, okay.
After you watch Heroes and Talia.
Heroes is not on, is it? You mean 24?
No.
I don't 24. Agree. I still think that from the first season of 24. Jack, if you haven't Jack Bauer in the first season, you don't have 24. So he's not going to change my mind on that.
Well, and is there any shows you're mad at, Talia?
No. I just try to enjoy TV now that General Hospital is, going down the drain. I don't really try to complain about the shows a lot. You know, I just watch them and try to enjoy them.
You know, the sad thing is that I was a really big daytime. I would love come home and watch daytime. Now it's I look forward to the primetime shows instead. Now I used to love to come home for an hour out of my day or 2 hours out of my day, whatever I was watching, and just enjoy the shows now on daytime TV. But you can't do it anymore because they're pathetic.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, and you know it's they make some good points, but when he goes after Mike Spinelli, both of you, so not fair. Now, if he would go after Ingo or Jonathan Jackson, hey, I would say fire him now. Even Nicholas is driving me up the wall.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, well, Bridget, I know you are trying to get back in, and I don't know if it's going to let you. With sex, but what is your feeling? So, Talia, did you watch AMC, or you're not an AMC person?
Oh no, I watch AMC.
I am mad. I do not like David. I'm sorry.
I know. I can't wait till they bust him or whatever, get him in prison or whatever they're trying to do to him. Can't wait for that to happen.
You know, Carly, you're really going to hate Bold and Beautiful today because, okay, what happened was, you want me to tell you kind of what happened?
Yes.
Remember, okay, you know how, what's her name? Aggie, she fell down the stairs. She got dizzy and fell down the stairs, and, of course, she's in the hospital, and they checked to see if the baby was okay, and, of course, the baby on the show. She died, and Bridget's blaming Nick and everything, and then Nick and her are arguing out in the lobby, or whatever, not lobby, but in the hallway, and Nick's yelling after Bridget, and you can see, and they show... Sandy or whatever her name is, and you could see she kind of was having a grin on her face, when she heard that it looked like.
What?
Yeah, it was like, it's like she was happy that they were fighting over the loss of the baby and everything, and so I think my interpretation of that was that she did not take the vitamins or whatever for a reason. In my opinion, I think she wanted to lose that baby. That's what I got from that, because, I mean, yeah, she was crying when the baby was lost and everything, but she seemed okay about it when she saw them, like, hearing them arguing. Like, she was so happy that they're going through their problems now with the loss of the baby. And I, in my opinion, I don't know how they're going to survive this, Nick and Bridget. They already lost two kids. I'm really pissed off about.
Well, oh, my God. Yeah, so am I. I mean, so, yeah, I just, you know what? When I saw her fall down the stairs on Friday, I kept saying, sit.
Yeah. I want, oh gosh, man, why did she have to come in their lives, man? If only she would have, Stephen Bridget said to Nick, she goes, because Nick goes, don't blame yourself, and she's like, no. He's like, no.
Oh, you guys.
No, she's like, I blame you, Nick. She's like, I blame you, because if only she had told the truth, and if you wouldn't have kept it the secret or whatever she was keeping and all that, that none of this would be happening. And then he's like, and then he turns around, and then she's turned around. She's not facing him. She's turned facing the wall, and he's, you know, trying to comfort her. He's like, maybe we're not meant to have kids. And her face was like in shock, like he would say something like that. And she's like, well, maybe we're just not meant to be together. And that's when she took off. Yeah, she goes, she's like, I love you, Nick, very much, but maybe we're just not meant to be together. And that's when she walked off, and when Nick yelled after her, and that's when Sandy heard Nick ask, you know, yell for her and everything after that. You tell me when you watch it, you let me know what you thought of her reaction when she heard him yelling after her.
Oh, I will.
Yeah. And then at the end of today's show, like I said, Brooke was about to tell Ridge about what Steffi's been up to, how she got the company. But I have a feeling she's going to try to, Steffi's going to try to, you know, do something with that. She's going to try to distract Brooke or Ridge somehow to, you know, to make her, so that way she won't say anything to him or something. I don't know.
So, Talia, you are back on Monday, my co-host, right?
Yeah.
And I promise you, I will send you to an email. You know,
Well, I could give it to her right now if you want.
Oh, yeah, please. Because, you know, you know how great I have been with things. I've been distracted lately. I'm blaming Sam. Whenever I do something wrong lately, I've been blaming her.
Yeah, really.
So, hello?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're
okay.
All here.
Well, Talia, Terry could give it to you now.
Oh, you want me to give it to you now, Talia? Talia?
Yeah.
It's Talia. It's actually pronounced
Talia, right?
Oh, crap.
Talia, right? Well, we are busy her name.
You have a pencil or pen? Or do you want her to email it to you? Would that be easier? Because I know it's probably late and you probably don't want to write anything down.
Yeah, you can email it to me.
I'll email it to her, Carly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, oh, God, you sound still a little sick. Are you feeling better, or did you recover from, you know, a couple of weeks ago when you did not feel well?
I'm starting to kind of, you know, feel a little sick again because I've been
around. It's going around now. I know my niece, she's like 26. My oldest niece, she's feeling under the weather these past couple of days too.
My mom, who's, you know, a nurse, said there was a lot of people coming in with like flu, and if you guys are feeling like cold and stuff, that's the new type of flu that's going around. So, alrighty, well, I think all of us are going to fall asleep.
I'm going to go and watch 24, and then my favorite show, I don't care what Jay says. The show is, like, really good.
Well,
whatever.
They doesn't know. They doesn't know anything. And then, you know, just call me after 24.
Yeah, or if I get back on Jonathan and Tammy, no. But I'll try to call you before I end up watching them again.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
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 So I'll chat with you on Wednesday then, and then I will have Carly email you my email address.
Okay.
Okay, and Bridget, if you're in the room. I am not going to forget. Just remind me, you know?
Hey, Talia, do you have a Facebook account too or no?
Yeah, I do.
Because I have one too, so I have a Facebook too. You can.
Yeah, and Talia, I'm on your Twitter, but I also have one for Daytime After Dark 1976 one.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okie dokie, I'm gonna, okay, then I'll call you later, okay?
Okay, but, and we've, right. Bye, guys.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye.